Big Deal, Episode 2, Sunday, February 07. Welcome to the Suckfest!
Is this thing on? Is it on?
I think so.
Is the red light on? Is it on?
I can't remember.
Is it on? We're on now. We well, have a red light. Okay. Welcome to the Big Deal. This is Episode 2. This is Sean talking to you, and...
Andrew, how's it going? This is our new episode.
This is our second episode, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
I want to give a shout-out to our listener, Craig.
What's cracking, Craig?
What's cracking? We're going to be dropping him a line later, see what's going on.
Calling him up, you know.
Calling him up. Saying, what's up? Oh, yeah. So, what's going on? It's been a week.
It's been a week, baby. It's been a week.
Yeah. It's been a week. Long week. Long week!
7 days, man. 7 days.
7 days.
24 times 7.
24-7.
Crazy, man.
It's crazy. I want to know a couple things. What you've been doing and why.
Well, you see,
Lay it on me. Don't be shy.
Well, I won't. You want all the details?
Everything.
Well, I've been
I think all four of us want to.
All four of us.
Yeah, us three in the studio and our listener, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
We all want to know.
I thought it was Craig.
There's so many. I can't even begin to remember.
Now, you want all the details? Well, I've been...
Highlights. Go with highlights.
Okay. My highlight is, making the first podcast. It was a tremendous success.
I think we're beyond that. I mean, we all were there, basically. Heard a rumor.
Okay. You don't want to listen to my story. Okay, anyway,
check it out. I heard a rumor. I heard you've been drooling after an Xbox Live 360 degrees.
Oh, yeah. See, I wanted to go with the 180, but I was like, dude.
Why not go for the 360? I'm going for the 1180.
Have you ever had toast, John? It's probably just as dry as this joke.
This seems to be a problem with us. Every time we sit down to, you know, make this podcast, set up the mics, check the levels, get comfy, have a snack, have a beer, turn on the mics, nothing. Zip. Kicking it off here in a high gear, we're going to move swiftly on to, check it out, YouTube.
YouTube. Okay, we have a new segment.
It's called Tube Time.
Tube Time. Basically, we go to YouTube, find a stupid clip, and talk about it.
That's right.
And what's the week's clip?
That's the depth of our journalistic integrity, YouTube. That's where we find our gold nuggets.
First clip of the week.
First clip of the week. It's kind of old, but to me, kind of new, so we're going to bring it up. Let's just play it. Listen to this. It's T.I. and the rapper saying Happy New Year. Check it out.
What's happening, man? It's T.I.P. wishing everybody there, you out there, YouTube, man, a Happy New Year as well as a Merry Christmas. This year I plan to, what do I plan to do different? I want to be more organized, maybe work out a little bit more, maybe get a chance to sleep more, rest more, vacation more. Nah, maybe not, you know. But either way, y'all keep it pimping, all right, in a minute.
Wow, what a douche. Okay, first of all, was he, reciting the alphabet or something?
I think so. You know what I have a problem with?
Okay.
Mary Crimble.
No, see, I don't think it's Mary Crimble. It's Mary Crimble.
Mary Crimble.
And
Mary Crimble.
It's Mary Crimble, y'all.
As well as Mary Crimble. I don't care what it is. To me, it's a Mary Crimble.
No, I think he just made up his new... time of their holiday, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's in between Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. Right in between. Crimble.
Tell me, what is Kwanzaa?
I have no idea. I can't tell you. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to be any kind of, like, cultural, historical expert.
You just mentioned that because you saw that in the song, In a Box.
Song in a Box.
Did anyone catch the latest American Idol
rejects?
Rejects.
Jonathan Jane and what's
Kenneth Swale.
Crazy
people. If you don't know who they are, I suggest you pause this podcast, go to YouTube, search them, watch all the videos you can find, and then resume this podcast, because then all this will make sense.
Yeah, they're probably the biggest douchebag. I mean, freeloaders, I guess.
Yeah. Which brings us to our another segment we'd like to call Don't Be a Douche.
I mean, they look like nice guys, but...
Okay, no, check it out.
They're just taking advantage of the situation.
Now, let me explain this. Two guys, okay? They audition on the Idol. Simon Cowell, he disses them royally. Calls one guy a bush baby, and the other guy, you know, a fat retard or something. I don't know. Anyways, so basically he rejects those guys. Rejects them totally, and now they're going on the Today Show, Jimmy Kimmel, The View, whatever, to to tell them how much they disapproved of being dissed on TV.
Honestly, I don't think they really care.
No, they're just sucking it dry for all their money. It's 15 minutes of lame right there. Lame fame.
Do you think they're going to get a record deal?
They're going to get a record deal and a movie deal.
Yeah. And they're going to... I think they're going to be the new spokespeople for the Indian Starbucks.
And second question, how many copies are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy 3 for myself.
And 2 for the dog.
Whatever. I don't know. I wouldn't...
I honestly think that this will blow over.
It has to.
I mean, these guys have no talent whatsoever. This guy, he ran, I guess, in the Special Olympics. That's okay. That's cool. But that doesn't mean he could, you know, be in a commercial, be in a movie, make an album.
I mean, they have no apparent talent, I have to say. None show businessy. No.
Well, there's one guy, he looks like a small Wolverine. Or he looks like the...
No, he looks like he's between
the metamorphosis from a man to wolf.
He kind of looks like a spider monkey in a way.
He does. I do understand the monkey thing.
I understand. I mean, you can't deny the fact that the guy kind of looks like an ape. I don't mean that in a mean way.
I think we found the missing link. I think that's what we've done.
See, now I think you're being a little mean, Simon. I think you're being a little mean.
Why? You just said you look like an ape. I can
see the resemblance. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to say the guy reminds me of a jungle animal.
Okay.
I'm not
that's
saying
a lot better?
No, I'm just saying I didn't mean it as a diss. Just like you remind
he actually reminds me of a chihuahua.
I can agree with that. He reminds me of a small dog. With bulging eyes crossed with a monkey.
Yeah. Crazy monkey.
Yeah. The other guy kind of reminds
me... He's with one leg up.
I've heard comments that the other guy looks like a real-life Cartman. Eric Cartman or whatever his name is from South Park.
See, I've never seen Cartman in real life, so I wouldn't know.
Me neither. So, I can't say. But he kind of reminds me of Chris
I've seen
Farley.
I've seen a monkey... So I can relate to...
Yeah, I've seen Chris Farley, and it kind of looks like Chris Farley in a way.
He looks like every fat person alive, basically, from the neck down.
From the neck. There you go. There you go. But anyways, I think that these people... Listen, if it doesn't blow over, if these people turn into, like, the most powerful
it'll
stars...
It'll blow over.
No, listen. If they happen to become the most powerful... entertainers in Hollywood, I think that the universe
will go under.
The space-time continuum will rip apart and we as people will cease to exist this moment. Our atoms will disintegrate that and it's over. Just like that. It's over.
I'll be happy.
No, check it out. This is I don't fear a meteor from outer space.
No.
I don't or an asteroid, you know, whatever.
I fear Mr. Jane and freaking Swale.
And I don't fear earthquakes. I don't fear volcanoes. I don't fear getting mugged in the street and getting shot in the head. I fear those guys becoming popular and me just instantly combusting like that. That's what I fear.
You're a deep man.
That's a natural disaster right there. An unnatural disaster, I might add. I'm just saying, I think it's... I mean, everybody's laughing at them, obviously.
They do have a chance in Bollywood, though.
Everyone has a chance in Bollywood. Just look at the movies. I'm sorry. Greg, I'm sorry. I didn't want... I know you love Indian movies. Again. Okay. So many people. Yeah. So many people. Can't even begin to thank them all. The little people. You know?
No, but see, the way we're getting... I mean, the way we...
We're earning it.
Yeah, we're earning our popularity.
Yeah.
We got one person now. Next week, we might have two. Next week after that, we might have four. I mean, in like 2-3 years, we'll have like 1 million people watching or listening. At least.
At least a couple more. I mean, at least. I'm not thinking about it. All I'm thinking about is talking about some issues, answering some questions, healing the world, and just being, you know, a nice guy. And that's what it's really all about. Sunshine, you know what I'm talking about.
I never know what you're talking about.
I don't think anyone knows what you're talking about.
Well, you know what I'm talking about when I'm saying natural disaster, space-time continuum, instant combustion.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
But don't you remember William Hum?
I'm trying to forget. Let's put it this way. That guy, again, he's, I think, a phenomenal.
Don't really they remember his name, but, I mean, they don't remember him now as anything special.
Yeah, sure. He was never anything
like
special.
Like every other people that have been on Idol.
That's true.
American Idol.
The difference between him and the other rejects, that he's got an agent.
Well, the rejects got an agent, too.
No, I'm just saying, the difference between William Hung and the other rejects...
You got an agent.
He's got an agent. And that's what sets them apart. Management.
See,
what we need to get is some friggin' management up in a business.
I don't need management, John. I got talent.
Trust me, if there's one person in the universe that needs management, it's you. I know you. You know this. Come on.
That's all I have to say about that.
I was going nowhere with that at all. I think we all sensed it.
I think Craig did too.
Craig, I just saw him now on the panel. He switched off. He's not listening anymore. He's gone. So I can see him at the window. He's running.
So I call him up, tell him we got some good stuff on.
Yeah, we
got
to call some people up. I think we need to put this show into high gear for crying out loud and call some people up and say, what's up?
Okay, let's call. I have one guy we can call.
Yeah.
He's an Indian fella.
Indian fella. I have a good idea what we're going to talk to him about.
What's that?
But let's just call him first and we'll. It's going to be awesome. Here we go.
Hear it. Kind of excited. Oh, I know. If he answers the phone,
catch it. Hello?
Hello?
Who am I talking to? Aril, is it you?
Yeah?
Hello, this is Sean and Andrew from The Big Deal.
Hey, 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 how's it going?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Sean and Andrew from The Big Deal. You're on live. It's a podcast, my friend.
Sorry, I think you got the wrong number.
Dude, Sean and Andrew, you know who Sean... He hung up. What a dude. Call that douchebag up again. Gosh.
Hi, this is Otis, answering machine. You can't answer this machine, the phone right now.
That's a pile of crap right there, okay?
Check it out. You know us, Sean and Andrew, the only two people in the universe you know who are called that, and you're not going to answer us? Come on! What's the deal?
I don't know. Is it big?
We were just having a discussion about Indian movies, and we know you're very fascinated with Indian movies, and we would just like to know why.
Is this live?
Well, it's not live. It's being taped, is what we can say.
I don't know. If I'm going to explain why Indian movies, I don't know, I'm going to need at least half an hour. I was sleeping.
You were sleeping.
I was sleeping.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, my friend. Who sleeps at this hour anyways?
Well, if we're going to talk about Indian movies, I'm going to fall asleep again.
Okay, check it out. We've been talking on the show. We have this concept we've been working out. It's an Indian Starbucks, and we like to call it Cup of Curry. Your thoughts?
Well, have you tried selling it?
Okay, sorry?
selling the cup of curry idea?
If we try to what?
Well, sell it. Start with.
But yeah, I know. That's the point. That's what we want to do. But we're working on the concept. We don't want to come in there and be like, hey, Mr. Starbuck, you know? Here's the thing. We want to be prepared, you know? So we want to think about everything. That's why we're going to talk to a real live Indian person, namely you, and you're going to tell us what doesn't work and what does work.
Right. Well, cup of curry, well, sounds like a hit.
Well, have you ever tried a cup of curry?
Can't say that. I don't know.
Can you imagine what it would taste like? I mean, you're Indian.
No.
But you've had curry before.
Are you talking about curry or the spice curry?
This is going nowhere, just like Kenneth Swales. I'd like you to cut it, sunshine.
Click! Man, I have to tell you, good call. That was a dead conversation. It's like talking to a piece of driftwood, you know what I mean?
It's like beating something out of a rock, not getting much.
It's like talking to a rock. Talking to a wall.
It's like talking to a dead guy.
It's like talking to a wall with bad buttons.
It's like talking to a doorknob.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for another call, to be totally honest.
Gosh.
People calling all the time. Just silence it.
Now he's calling me on my personal. See, that's the problem with this guy. Call him up one time. You do him a favor. We're going to make you a star. We're going to call you on our live show. What does he do? He doesn't stop bothering you. He keeps on calling and calling and calling. Oh, can't get no freaking privacy up in a business. Man.
I mean, they hear a good idea. You know, they want in. You hear that on the phone.
Answer it. Or don't answer it.
Seriously, what is up with this guy?
Calling us on our personals. He knows we're taping.
Gosh. That's rude. I mean, why the heck would you call someone in the middle of the night?
You know who he reminds me of?
At this hour.
You know who? I know. At this hour. Unbelievable. But check it out. You know who he reminds me of?
Kenneth Swale.
I'm just going to have to answer this one.
What are you doing calling at this hour? It's very late.
I hang up on you. Click. I click you. Click.
Seriously, that is really
rude. I clicked him again.
How the heck?
Okay, check it out. This is what he said to me. You dare hang up on me? And I was like, yes, I do. And I did it again.
Seriously, put that on silent. I mean, that's just really stupid.
I'm not going to lie. Because it's not the type of person I am.
That was so gay. You thought I totally was going to be a part of that, didn't you?
Yeah. You really look. See, that's the problem with the show. I've been thinking. We got the looks.
We got the looks for radio.
We got the voices. They're sexy and sensuous.
Maria.
And they're dramatic. We got no flow. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about there's something lacking in this show. You know what I mean? There's no flow from a show.
Okay, that's fine. We have a problem.
We have an issue.
A big deal. Where is that problem? Where does that problem lie? I'm looking at
women.
Sunshine. No, not
women.
Look at this guy here. He's sitting in the chair.
Well, he is a depressing thought, but check it out. Women. No. Think about it.
I'm thinking, trust me.
Women. We need some women. Not for the show, for us in here to inspire, you know what I mean?
Okay. I don't know if we can fit women in here.
I don't know what kind of women you're looking at, Andrew, but I'm not even going to go any further down that dark pass. No, but seriously, every successful show out there.
Howard Stern.
Women!
Crap load of women.
Shiitake load of women.
Load of women.
A click load of women. Hot.
Whatever. Hot?
Hot.
Okay.
Demon.
Define hot. I know you have a preference. I know I have a preference. We know Sunshine has a preference. We're not going to say what.
Or lack thereof. That's why. We need women, basically.
That's what we need.
That and, you know.
Alan.
But no, I mean, come on. Women would bridge the gap.
No, no, listen. The topic of the day is what it is. You do not need talent to be popular.
That's true, because look at the you know, the douchebags from Idol. They have
not even a shred,
an inkling, a hint, even an effervescence of talent. Nothing. Nothing. Not even the stench of crappy talent. They have the stench of zero talent. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Good. Because I'm looking at you, you're looking at me, and we both know what we mean.
So, I mean, we can do whatever we want. I mean, that's just hope. You're describing hope to me right now.
I think the message that Kenneth Swale and Jonathan Jayne really are sending people...
Isn't that kind of contradicting, though, Jonathan Jayne? I'm sorry, I just had to say it.
No, check it out. What they're really sending is a message of hope to all people. That it doesn't matter. I mean,
if you're
going to have
to... No, or if you're a retard.
It doesn't... Because... Let me put it this way. They have no talent. You're going to have to look a lot of places and for a long time to find people as talentless as they are. And if they can make it on daytime television, by God, so can we. That's an American dream right there, my friend. That's deep. They're the new Scarfaces. Rap artists all around should look at them. Hang a picture of them on the wall. Man. Message of hope.
That is a message of hope. Two retards make it big.
I don't want to draw any conclusions to our show here.
I was talking about us.
Ding. Click. No, that's true. That's true. Because that's basically what I want to do with this show. For me, the motivation is hope, love, occasional hatred. A little bit of loathing, but more mainly love and hope.
Sidecar disgust. I don't know.
Definitely sidecar disgust.
That's one heck of a sidecar.
Yeah.
Actually, Sunshine is not in the same room as us. There's a plexiglass between us.
It's invisible. It's made of air. But there's definitely a wall there, my friend. You know, talking to Sunshine is much like talking to a wall with ugly wallpaper.
We're laughing because we know it's true.
We know it's true. If we put a picture up of him right now, we're not going to do it. We're not that mean.
We don't want to lose our viewer.
Let's not dwell anymore.
What was the question? Where is the love?
I don't know. I look around. I see nothing but commercialism. I see nothing but douchebags trying to make it big. You know, there is no love. There's nothing.
What is love?
The only love I have seen in a long time is comedy of Wayne Brady. I don't know, man. I have no idea. It just popped into my mind, and I just said it.
We know you just said it.
Most of the stuff you're going to hear me say on this show is going to be what I like to call no brain police. There's no little man in my head saying, don't say that. That's stupid. That's lame. I'm just going to say it. Say it straight out from the gut. The balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess we have it that there's no love in this room.
It's filled with something else. Loathing and fart.
Natural gases, I guess.
Natural gases. You could put a tap into this room and be a rich man. Sell yourself some gas.
Oh man,
grade A.
I'm glad there's a no smoking policy in this room.
I'm glad there's a no light to smash policy. Just put it this way. Well,
what way?
In the words of Jack Black, we've been laying farts for the last week, and I'm ready to light a match.
Oh my gosh. See, if we lit a match, there'd be no show.
We'd combust instantly.
But would we turn it, would we be like Star Wars and be mightier after death?
Listen, no. No.
You can honestly say that we wouldn't be?
Like Obi?
Trice?
like good old
fan, you know what I'm saying?
Like good old Annie?
Listen, all I got to say to you, Andrew, Sunshine, is Mayor Krimble. Click! The Grinch who stole Krimble.
What is up with that? Krimble.
Krimble.
I mean, if that dude actually... I know that he's making an effort to talk like that.
You know what my natural reaction to him would be if he walked up and said, Mayor Krimble, I'd smack him in the face. Because that's just... It's built into me. I think it's built into all regular human beings who talk normally and take pride in pronunciation. You know? You know what I mean? Say, I dare you to say Mary Krimble to me.
Mary Krimble.
Smacked you right in the mouth.
Actually, you were clapping your hand.
I'm just being...
Oh, you want me to play along?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh darn, that hurt. Now, see, I mean, pronunciation, not that important. I mean, as long as you get the message across, it's okay.
That's love right there.
But when you say Mary Krimble, you're making something up.
That's not right. Okay?
You know?
That's to put it in hip-hop language, say Mary Krimble, and you will get a cap busted in yo a asterisk asterisk. Fill in the dots.
Krimble is apparently
okay, we got
Sunshine on the case. He's trying to figure out what Krimble is as we speak. We're gonna get, if he finds it out, we're gonna get back to it. If not, we're gonna make like a two-part show about it.
Yeah, it's an important issue.
It is. I mean, Krimble, you come on YouTube, and you know YouTube. When you're on YouTube, it's serious.
But I mean, the upside by calling it Krimble is it's much easier to use. You can use it as a verb. You can use it whatever. Like, let's say you're going to, in traditional language, I'm going to decorate the Christmas tree. You could say, I'm going to crimble that crimble tree. You know? You could say that, and to me,
you could also say,
it's
like,
okay.
Holy crimble.
You're saying holy crimble.
You just
Christmas.
Got crimbled up. Crimble you, mother crimbler.
See, now I think you're pulling it a little too far, because I...
You mean I'm crimbling it to a little bit.
Yeah, you're crimbling it to the crimble limit.
Definition of crimble. A piece of friable land.
Okay, first of all, T.I., you should check your dictionary only and check it out, because crimble is a piece of what is it? A piece of...
Friable land.
Friable land. Now, that brings me to another interesting question. What on earth... is friable land. I have no idea what that even begins to mean.
Oh, man. Something to do with Russia, I think. But anyway.
Something to do with... What, you make eggs on it or something?
I'm just saying.
Is it a desert? Friable?
I don't know.
Can you eat the land?
You could fry it. Mary Krimble. Think about that now. Now that you know what Krimble means.
Does it make sense?
No. Is it pretty stupid?
Yeah.
Doing the same.
I'm hollow on the inside.
I'm crimbling of joy right now.
I swear it's a Dr. Seuss word. Crimble and eggs. Green crimble and ham. Tough crowd. The Super Bowl is this weekend, and I'm rooting for Janet.
I'm more of a Yankees guy myself.
Love the Red Sox.
How about those Mighty Ducks?
How about those Cubs?
Sweet.
You know what? I hope someone scores a grand slam. I always love it when they do that.
When they dunk it. Oh, it's just crazy.
You know when they get that touch run?
Oh, yeah.
On the home down? You know what I mean?
Seriously. I know what you mean.
Okay. I heard it. The producer just said it was the Chicago Bears and Indianapolis Colts. Now, I don't even know if the Colts even exist. Come on. Sounds made up. Indianapolis.
What's that? It's like a river or something.
Where? Point to the map. Where is Indianapolis?
I don't know.
Indiana? Maybe. I don't know.
Wait. Oh, it's probably India. Makes sense.
I'm going to go for the Bears. Like my animals.
Like them well done.
Not a fan of horses. You know, the Colts.
Oh, I thought they were talking about the guns.
You know. I am a fan of the guns.
Are you like an NRA man?
Yeah. You could say I'm a huge fan of the Charlton. You know?
No, seriously.
Hey, if you can shoot it, then, you know, I'd love to shoot it. You know what I mean?
You can shoot Charlton.
Yeah, well, I am a Heston fan. So, naturally, I'm going to say go guns.
Is that because of his guns or the movies? Or?
Well, I don't know how much he trains, but... His guns.
You're a retard.
Sorry. We're working on some new material. Tough crowd. No,
There is no crowd.
I have to say, okay, I'm not a fan of people getting shot with guns, and I'm not a fan of people shooting people with guns, but I am a fan of guns. And I just have to be totally honest here and tell you that guns are kind of awesome. I mean, firing, a small lead projectile out of a long tube is just...
Let's not go there, okay?
You know, it's shooting crap.
Shooting crap. That's our new segment. Shooting crap.
Shooting crap.
Is that basically what we're doing, though? We're shooting crap. We're just talking crap, and when there's something that comes up that makes us think of anything or something, we just start talking about something else. Shooting crap. Now we're talking about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Totally forgot that we talked about
guns, whatever.
Colts, whatever.
Yeah, well, in the words of Charlton Heston, you're going to have to pry them out of my dead cold fingers.
What, your gun?
Yeah, well, my gun or whatever that I want that I happen to have clutched in my dead cold fingers. Could be anything, really. I mean, whatever. Sweet. Conspiracy theory of the week.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got for me? What question?
Okay. Last week we answered landing on the moon.
Two very important, controversial.
JFK.
I'm ready. Shoot.
I'm thinking.
But not literally. Still working on some new material. Not working out.
I got it. McDonald's. What's up with the M? Golden Arches.
What's up? Turn them around. Listen to me. I know this one. I know this one. I've been checking it out for years. Doing some research on the internet. And you take the golden arches. Now listen to me. Take the golden arches. Flip them upside down. Cut them up. Change them around. What do you get? Swastika. Golden swastika, my friend. Because back in the 1930s, right before Hitler came to power, he had a little concept.
Mickey D's.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a McNazi. Changed it out. Donald is a little more, you know.
Neutral?
A little more covert. You know?
You have to infiltrate from the inside. That's what they were doing in America. You know, they were fattening up the people.
So that one day...
Whilst they were pumping stoids into the Germans, making them super people.
Plan backfired.
They got jacked.
They got jacked.
We got fat. I mean, so they did something right.
That's right.
No, well, actually, speaking of KKK, have you seen the Marlboro pack?
I'm intrigued. Do tell.
If you look at all the different sides, you'll find three Ks.
Interesting. What's KKK?
No, I don't really know.
What's that?
I don't know. It's just kind
of interesting phenomenon myself. I found is if you look at the barcode, every product, there are three. Count them, three. Well, technically there's six, but three kind of like that are just the same length.
Mm-hmm.
Two on the sides, one in the middle, equivalent to 666. What do you think of that? Scary.
Mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast. The theory is that it's from the devil. Satan. Barcode. It's from the Satan.
We should not shop because of that.
Shopping is from the devil.
For the devil. By the devil. Just like FUBU.
Yeah.
For us bias. Just with Satan instead of us.
FSBS. Because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
A bunch of BS.
A pile of crap.
Pile of shizzle.
Isn't it, if I may?
Crizzle.
Crimble.
Crimble time!
I don't even know what that begins to mean.
No, but I mean, okay. Conspiracy theory over.
Click, click!
Clickety click, click. It's Q&A time. Getting to know you on a personal level. This is a question for you, Andrew.
Okay.
What makes three words or less, what makes you tick? What's your source of inspiration? What do you love?
Okay, well, number one, women. Number two, more women. Number three, basking in women.
Touché.
I have not encountered any of those yet, but it's the dream that keeps on. Keeps me going.
It's the dream that lives in all guys, except for Sunshine. So, anybody have a question for me? Anything?
Okay. I guess we could just go with the same question.
Three words or less. What makes me tick? What's my inspiration? What do I love?
Is Easy. That a Chicago song? anyway, so, okay. Number one, what?
Moonbeam.
Why?
Moonbeam.
No, I said Y as in...
I know.
No, Y as in the letter.
Oh.
Instead of two. You know, switch.
Right, okay, I see. Right.
Okay, so you're going for Moonbeam twice?
Yes, it's that wonderful.
Okay, three.
Women. It's not original, but it is.
Okay, so you've actually just told me about... The three or two things you'll never, ever be able to touch.
Very funny.
But very true.
Sweet. I can say likewise, I'm sure, with the three things you just mentioned.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm done with the Q&A.
Yeah, the Q&A. The qua.
You speak nothing but the truth, don't you?
That's right.
That's why I love you.
What? I like you too. Getting a little emotional in the Q&A session here. touching on some hurt. You know, bringing out the pain. Just having a good cry. And maybe a good hug. Because this is what it's about. It's about the moments. It's about being together. Togetherness. It's all about bringing out the crimble. Yeah, I verbed it, or adverbed it.
See, that's what makes us different. I think that's really it. I think we really found out what makes us different. We go from, you know, right, in a great way. I mean, we're heck of funny. I mean, okay, we're so fun. Wow, whatever.
But we also have a serious side.
You know?
You know, we also have, the, you know, we have to talk about things. We have to.
I think Sunshine's giving us a signal. He's like, wow, this blows. And we thought we just had something new. We thought, when, you know, the Q&A.
I had a moment.
I had a moment, too. I mean,
I think we both had a moment.
We did. I don't know if Sunshine did.
No, but we got to wrap it up.
No. I think the reason why Sunshine wants to wrap it up is that he has a Mac on his lap. It's about 200 degrees. His sperm is boiling. Not that he'll have use for his sperm, but I mean, it's like...
No, but I mean, here's an interesting dare. Have you ever had a laptop on your lap? It's definitely not designed for your lap. It'll burn you up, give you third-degree burns, for crying out loud, send you to the hospital, kill you. Paralyze you from the huevos down.
That's why they call it a notebook.
See? Clever wording. They can just get out of a legal bind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I put the notebook on my lap. Burns me. Okay? Burns me because I'm thinking it's a laptop. I mean, it looks like a laptop. Works like a laptop. Feels like a laptop. Well, It feels like a laptop. And I'm burning my thighs off. My hairs are, you know, just combusting. And then I sue. But guess what? I can't because it's not called a laptop. It's called a notebook. Lesson of the day. Buy a PC laptop, then sue.
I thought we were going for some other kind of, you know, lesson. But, I mean, that's good.
What lesson did you think we were going
for? I thought we were talking about, you know, what's love? Where is it?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait, if you must.
Okay, then I don't have to.
Sweet. I think we just wrapped this up. It's been a great, great episode.
It has. It really has. We had our moments.
Learned a lot. You know, love, laptops, whatever.
We shared.
You know, got to know Sunshine a little better. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I just want to say, bring on the music and click. I feel this is the best one we've ever
done. Well, I mean,
until next week, of course.
I mean, not the best one. One of the good ones.
We were really helping some people.
It was up there. Really? You know that Indian dude?
Nerve on that guy.
Calling us up a million times.
Called us. We give him one click, and he has to give us a click. Childish can you get? Because we're the only ones who can do the click.
I mean, he was calling us up. You know what time it is?
It's like late.
Freaking late.
Freaking late.